Andrew, good to have you with us. The stage superbly set. You went out in fairly one-sided fashion in the end this time last year against Hawthorn. They were a mighty side, and that was no great surprise. You'd had such a traumatic season, of course, and did well to get as far as you go. If you can't advance on last year's semi-final finish, will that be a disappointing end to the year? Will it basically be less than a pass?
Look, I don't think so. It's not something that we're contemplating, though, right now. I think it's really hard to compare season to season. We've had a great season this year, 16 wins, obviously, through the home and away. We had a great final, first final against North Melbourne, so I think it's been really solid, and we can reflect fondly, I think, at the end of the season, whenever that occurs. But I think the guys are feeling pretty positive about tonight. I know they're a really strong outfit, Sydney. We had a great contest against them earlier this year at Adelaide Oval, and our expectation or our desire is to front up today and see if we can't get the win and see how far we can go.
Andrew, you didn't finish in the top four, but you pretty much played top four footy for most of the year, and just obviously it was that tight that that last round tipped you out of the top four. Have you surprised yourself, or in your own opinion, how strong you have been losing Dangerfield, obviously a new coach, and then how well you have performed throughout this season as a team?
Well, look, we wanted to improve, and that's what I think most teams should start off the start of the season looking to get better than the year prior, and that was certainly our goal, and we wanted to improve both in results and just in how we're playing as a team. Obviously, we're going through some more change with a new coach coming in, and change has been a little bit of the norm for us over the last couple of years for all sorts of reasons. But you're right, we've had a really consistent year. At the start of the season, I think most of the external commentators were probably writing us off, but with the loss of Dangerfield and then equally having a pretty tough start to the year, our first eight games were against effectively the top eight teams from the year prior. But I think we worked our way into the season. We went on a fair run towards the end. West Coast pulled us up pretty sharply, and you're right, we suddenly dropped from second to fifth in a week, which was tough for us. So we're going to have to do this the hard way if we're going to do it at all. So. We're proud of what's happened, but we know we're going to have to improve again tonight, otherwise it will end tonight.
Talk us through what it's been like in Adelaide this week, and if you win this game, the coming week, because it is a football mad town, it's a sporting mad town. Not even the Melbourne clubs or the Melbourne players, I guess, get the adulation that Adelaide players get. It's a very tight-knit community. Talk us through how it's been this week.
Yeah, you're right, it is, Brownie. It's tough to make it stay normal, and so as a footy club, that's what we're working pretty actively to do right throughout the course of the year, and trying to keep each week the same as the week prior, and try and maintain a level of consistency for the guys, so that they can prepare for the game ahead. And this week's obviously had a little bit more hype, but it hasn't really altered the way in which we've been going about our business. I think we've benefited a little bit from some pretty terrible weather in Adelaide this week. It's been a lot of rain, howling wind, so it's kept people off the streets a little bit, which has helped, and away from the club. But look, we've just spent the week mostly recovering, as you do this time of the year. Had a couple of training sessions and then got ourselves up here. So there's a lot of hype around us, but we've tried to keep it pretty normal inside the footy club.
So you're responsible for sending all the rain to Victoria that's caused our floods. We've sorted that out.
You won't have a drought this week.
Did you ever think when the footy club got Eddie Betts over from Carlton that he would be what he is right now? Because he was a handy player at Carlton, but let's be honest, he wasn't the player he is right now. And Adelaide have had so many, I guess, gods at their footy club. I mean, Tony Modra, Mark Rusciuto, these guys, everybody, even Tex Walker. But Eddie Betts, I think he's elevating himself in popularity stakes above them all at the moment.
Right. He's an extraordinary human, and he's, for those that have had the privilege to be at Adelaide Oval this year, he does something each and every week that is remarkable, and you sort of think, how does that happen? And then he'll do it again. Last week he did it multiple times in the one game. He's I think probably now without doubt our most popular player with the fans. He's I think he's got all four pockets pretty much claiming him as their own. They chant his name in front of goal. So look, he's a special guy, and then obviously those that know him, he's one of the most genuine, authentic, engaging individuals that you'll find off the field as well. So he's just a special guy, and Look, we're very, very lucky to have him with our football club, and want to thank all the people at Carlton for helping make that happen.
You're about to hear someone you can't see. Andrew Fagan, the CEO of the Adelaide Football Club, is our guest, and Sam Scoop McClure is in our Melbourne studio.
Andrew, on the theme of Eddie Betts, he signed a four-year deal to go away from Carlton on just under $500,000 a year, a figure that, remarkably now, Carlton refused to match. His contract runs out at the end of next year. Have you begun discussions about extending his contract? I dare say it'll be on a little bit more money.
Well, look, he's certainly a player of significant value to us, and you know, we're keen for him to obviously remain a part of the footy club, but those conversations will take place in due course, mate. Certainly not in the middle of our final series.
What do you think you need as a footy club? I mean, if you lose this game or whether you win this game or not, is it the draft this year? Is it to get players with a premiership window to top up to try and get that premiership? If it doesn't happen this year, we're out as a footy club.
Yeah, look, we think that we're building a really healthy list, and that position hasn't really changed. There's weaknesses that, like I think every team has, and particularly when you're working within a cap. So we had some key re-signings this year, long-term deals, guys like Daniel Talia, obviously Brad Crouch, as well. It's been important to sort of lock those guys in and make them a part, they're key parts of our future. And for us, it's about building, but there's nothing extraordinary that we're looking to bring. I think we won't probably be as active as others, but we'll be playing our part.
We better let you get away, Andrew, but it has been pointed out to me Adelaide have never played Geelong in any game on the MCG. You'd be looking forward to having a little rendezvous with them next weekend.
Yeah, it'd be nice, wouldn't it? I only just learnt that fact myself at a function that Gil just spoke at across the Oval here, and it'd be pretty special to play it for the first time. They've had our number twice this year, pretty well, so. And there's a bloke who's playing for them that used to play for us that wouldn't mind getting one back on him.
They're still spewing about a final they played over at Football Park a few years ago when they reckon Lee Colbert took a mark that wasn't paid to him. So there might be a little bit of payback in store in their minds. But we wish you well, and we hope for your sake you can make it.
Yeah, look, we'll give it a best shot tonight and see how it goes.